Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me tonight, I have Chris, Lauren, and Sharpie. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Was that delayed reaction?
It was.
We weren't sure if we were here.
We don't really know what to do.
We organized that ahead of time, Lisa.
No,
we're new to this.
We wanted an awkward pause.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Okay. Still no Steve. I think we'll have him. I know, he's still there. Which means I have to figure out how to do this whole podcast thing by myself.
Is he really in Paris or is he in the basement? Well, just be honest with us, Lisa. Is Steve really in Paris? That's
what we want to know. He's in the basement and he's in a robe.
You know, the food pictures that he's sending are indicative of, yes, he is in Paris.
I think he might just be hanging out at the Epcot Pavilion. That's...
It could be.
If I see a Grey Goose vodka slushie in the next photo, his cover is blown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or some salted caramel.
Gelato. Or a margarita. His coffee margarita.
Yeah, coffee.
Oh, that hot drink they have in the Northeast.
Yes. Very cool. All right. On today's show, we are going to be talking about overrated and underrated dining and attractions at each of the four theme parks at the Walt Disney World Resort. Yay! This way we get to give some props, and then we get to give some razzes. This will be good. All right.
Where shall we start, Lisa?
I'm trying to decide, and I want to start with Epcot. Okay. And you guys aren't going to like me for some of these.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, these are all opinions, and like them or not, this is just what I'm thinking right now. It could change tomorrow. So my overrated dining is going to be Via Napoli.
No.
Gasp.
Uh-huh. And my overrated attraction is Soarin'.
You might as well have just thrown a stake through Chris Wood's heart.
I know. I'm actually bleeding over here.
Yeah, I'm on the floor. Could somebody come get me?
Yeah.
So tell us, Lisa, why. We're listening.
I don't know that we can talk to
her. I was going to say, I don't know if you're going to let me. Via Napoli is too authentic for me. I like...
Love that about it.
Sloppier Italian, I guess. I mean, it's good. That lasagna.
Italian. I just got an image of like a really hairy, kind of sweaty guy. Hey, baby.
No, I mean, I guess I like more Americanized Italian.
You know, so. Steve's been gone a while.
I need me some sloppy Italian.
It's a spicy meatball.
Wow, that only took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, wow. We went straight for it this time.
Wow.
Oh my God, so I'm subtle. Crying.
Oh boy. And we're off and running.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa?
You really set the stage for this one.
Wow. I didn't know Viennapoli could bring up so much. Yeah, we're going to need to. After Steve cuts out all this laughter.
Oh, goodness. Oh, he can't cut this out.
Cuts it out.
I know.
Oh. He never cuts it out. He only cuts it out when he messes up, which he doesn't mess up because he's Steve.
Yeah, he's cool.
Okay, so you don't like Viennapoli because it's too authentic.
Yeah, not enough cheese and just... I mean,
it's not American pizza.
It's not.
Yes. You know what I find? I find people from New York and Chicago are really opinionated about their pizza.
Careful.
I said opinionated. I started to say obnoxious, but then I said opinionated. Y'all, you can't make y'all happy about pizza.
Wait, first of all, I'm from New Jersey.
I don't. I really.
New York, we know pizza here too, and I like Viennapoli pizza.
Can I just establish that I really don't differentiate between New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and probably like all those other states up there? They're all the same thing.
You do realize you just included Pittsburgh, right?
Whatever. They're all the same.
Oh, anyway. They're all the same.
Oh, wait. I have a lot of clients from Pennsylvania. You, I love.
Ah, whatever.
I'm very popular in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Anyway,
do I get to make up for? I want to make up for what I said. Okay, so Viennapoli, I think, is just too authentic. Soren, it may be that I've done it too many times. I enjoy it, but would I ever wait more than 20 minutes for it? I don't know.
Will you go ride it again when they do the new film?
Oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Okay, that's,
wait a second.
So
he's gonna ride it again in August.
So you like the experience of Soren, the physical attraction, well, not physical attraction.
She's got that with the Italian guy.
you can't follow up on that one. That was just set up far too well. So you like the attraction itself. You're just tired of the scenery of Soren over California.
No, I enjoy it. I think it's done well. I love the smell factors, but it to me gets a lot of hype for a movie. I also, and this kind of goes for a couple other things that I'm going to talk about, I have trouble getting lost in it, getting totally immersed in it, and I have to actually cup my hands around my eyes so I don't get distracted by anything else so that I feel like I'm really in there.
Yeah, I find if I'm not in that middle row right up front, I don't enjoy it.
I just feel like I'm, you know, dangling from a giant contraption in front of a movie screen.
Well, one of the coolest times I've ever ridden Soren was you just close your eyes, you listen to the music, you smell the smells, and you just swing and dangle your feet. It's awesome.
I don't have any trouble getting lost in that, but I have to say the best experience, one of the best experiences I ever had in that ride was going on it with someone who hadn't been on it before. And she started clapping her hands halfway through. I thought that was the cutest thing. She was a grown woman. Wait. And I asked her afterward, I didn't know who she was. And I said, did you ever go on this before? And she's like, no, it's my first time. And I'm like, oh, how delightful.
Wait, can I tell you what my favorite time of going on that one is? Mm-hmm.
The one where we forget
cute.
Tanya?
Well, that was a good one. Tanya didn't enjoy that one, though.
She did not. We left her in the restrooms.
My favorite was the first time I took my kids on it, and they were probably like, I don't know, 3.5, maybe 4. And when the fireworks come at the end, and we were like in that middle row right up front at the top, and the fireworks started bursting in front of them, and they were all like,
"Ah!" Aww,
it was funny.
The things you never dream would scare kids.
Yeah,
but then they were like, "Oh, I like that." After they got over it, you know.
Okay, we have to keep this show going, so I'm gonna kind of push because there's a lot to go through. My underrated restaurant would be Garden Grill. I love that. Good.
That's my underrated.
You are awesome. I just think yeah, it's a good restaurant, and I don't think that it's at the top of people's lists like you know, Akershus,
Chef
or
Mickey's,
Coral Reef. Yeah, yeah.
Plus you got Chip and Dale. How can you go wrong?
Seriously. And then my underrated attraction is Turtle Talk.
Me too.
Ew.
Dude. You just
somebody's cell
like
phone's ringing.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think it's good for adults and kids.
I have to say, people that don't realize it's there, I always tell everybody to go to it. And there's people that come back and say, I've been there so many times, I've never done it. It was great.
It is great.
You know, I hate it. I don't know what I'm missing with that.
You know what it is? I don't know. A sense of humor, maybe?
No,
that's
what you're
missing.
Lisa, I think you really hit something there.
An open mind?
No, I go in there. I've been in there twice now, and each time I'm like, yawn.
Ugh. It's so cool.
I like it.
No, that's one of those rides that I don't know. I just can't get into. There's like 5 or 6 of them. Yeah.
Chris Wood is just too cool for school. That's the problem.
I actually am. I have a shirt that says that, actually.
I'm actually very lucky she hangs out with me.
Right.
I know, right?
Gets expensive.
If she ever decides to ditch you, Lauren, I'm here. I'm here for you.
You'll take. Thank you. I appreciate that, Sharpie.
We'll have coffee together.
Well, yay. Mm. And what a...
All right, we'll let them talk. Chris, how about if you go next? Let's do Epcot dining.
Okay. All right. So obviously, I'm going to have very strong opinions on the food. I think my overrated, without question, is Le Cellier. I think that it is basically like a Longhorn Steakhouse quality. Definitely the meat is low quality. I mean, it's just not that great. And the service is terrible. Am I overrated, or I'm sorry, underrated would be Monsieur Paul, because it's really actually very good food. You wouldn't expect it in a theme park. And I think that very few people know to go there.
True.
So it was good. Oh, my underrated attraction, Living with the Land. I mean, come on. It's awesome. You've got a boat ride. You've got gators. You've got plants. I love plants. So I love that. My overrated attraction at Epcot is going to be Test Track. Bores me.
I love Test Track.
I think it's boring. I don't like it. It's just, there's, you know, and it's weird because there's, it's basically the same concept as, you know, Radiator Springs Racers out in Cars Land. But the theming is so good with that, as opposed to a Test Track. It's just sort of boring.
I do like Radiator Springs better. I agree with you there.
Yeah. And then you go out, so you're just like, oh, there's nothing out here. It's just a track. How boring.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of the theme.
I know. It just doesn't do it for me.
It's the fastest ride at Walt Disney World.
Is it really?
It is.
That's
no.
Great.
Faster than Rockin'?
Yep. Sure is.
Are you questioning Sharpie? Seriously?
I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, what is the deal with that?
He is a wealth of useless information.
I'm here
information.
To serve.
All right. Sharpie.
Oh, I knew I was next.
She's going to make people laugh because I'm prepared.
Epcot.
All of Epcot is underrated or overrated or what?
Epcot. Attractions. One attraction that I think is very... I'm going to group attractions. One set of attractions that I think is underrated are the films in the different countries.
Boo.
Yes, I know that they're outdated. Some of them miserably so.
Some of the countries have
even
changed
names. They're
really
cool experiences.
I think when you add a caveat, they're miserably outdated. Seriously?
Get the hook.
but hold on. We did the one in China for the first time in February, and we really enjoyed it because you really do get the sense of traveling and seeing, and it really does inspire you to get that travel bug even more to let's go visit China. So
so
I think
you booked
and Canada is the same way. The Circle Vision 360 film in Canada. I think they're great attractions, especially to be rediscovered by frequent visitors. I will leave it.
Maybe for the meetup, we should do that instead of eating and drinking around the world.
Around the world.
You know what? I can get on board with that.
We should
Chris
do
and
that.
I will be in France by the.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that for the meetup, we should just go look at the movies instead of eating? No.
No, I'm.
Well, no, everybody else can. You and I can go eat.
Yeah. No, people are going to want to eat, Sharpie. If you know, seriously, if you want to go to those movies by yourself, we'll come circle around and get you later.
That's what you do. Sharpie, you sample the food, you go see the movie.
If Sharpie, for Lauren and I to want to sit through those movies, we're going to need like three of those slushies each.
Yeah, definitely.
And a wheelchair. We're going to need an ECD.
So, wait, can we
moving on.
That'll be fun.
A wheelbarrow.
Moving on to an underrated restaurant. I know I've talked about this before, but Restaurant Marrakesh.
It's like the belly dancers. We established that last week.
All right, hold on. Just
it's
let them
an interesting experience. And it's definitely a food type that is outside of I would say most of Americans' experience is like everyone's like, oh, let's go get Moroccan food. That's not. It's not. Not quite. I'm sure it's popular in some areas of the country, but it's something that you know, you just don't experience every day. So as far as underrated restaurant, Restaurant Marrakesh, overrated restaurant, it's a tough one, but I'm gonna have to agree with Le Cellier. while I do think the food is good, it is not great. It is not like, let's log on at 180 days and make sure we get into Le Cellier. It's not that good. Is it possibly the best steak inside of a theme park? Yes, probably. But are there better options at Walt Disney World? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Actually, so, I think ground derby steak is better inside of a theme park.
You think so?
I do.
We haven't eaten there, so we'll have to give that
ground
a try.
Ground derby steak, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, overrated attraction. I'm really going to have to go with Ellen's Energy Adventure. It's just horrible. It is the worst attraction at Epcot, period.
It is bad. I can't believe I forgot that one.
I would rather sit through Impressions de France, the film, 15 times than Ellen's Energy Adventure once.
Really?
It's just bad. Ellen's animatronic seriously looks like the worst mannequin in the history of mannequins. It's horrible.
I'm not a fan of Ellen's either.
Yeah, it's
it needs to be redone.
Oh, and even just the information contained in the attraction about America's energy future is even outdated by a solid 10 years.
I would agree with that.
So that's Epcot in a nutshell for me.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball in, and we're going to get Lauren to go next.
Well, now that they're all done, well, my underrated attraction was the same as Lisa's, Turtle Talk, and my underrated restaurant was the same as Lisa's, Garden Grill. And my my overrated attraction in Epcot is Maelstrom. Hmm. I think that is,
you know, it
always
is good.
Has. No, I think it's overrated.
Oh. I like it.
We got trapped.
I just think there's always a really long line, and for what you get for it, it's not worth it.
I think it's kind of cute. I think, you know, when you're out in the countries, you either watch movies or you ride Maelstrom or the Mexico ride. And,
or you eat.
Well, yeah, you can eat. But as far as rides, it's the best ride in Epcot countries, World Showcase. Yeah.
I only do the Three Caballeros.
Okay.
That's a good one, too.
It is a good one.
That's the one you ride when you're really hot and you need to cool off in a nice, slow boat ride.
And then you come off and you get a margarita and you continue on.
My kids love that ride.
No, wait. I
thought you were going to say they love margaritas.
They love margaritas. Oh, my gosh. And tequila shots.
That's why I heard kids and I get along.
Yep.
Okay.
And then my underrated or overrated restaurant is actually Teppanito. I don't
need to get over there.
I used to really like Teppanito. And I ate there again recently and I found it to be very, very bland. And everybody always wants to get into that one and I'm just not a fan.
Hmm. I don't trust those big things. They don't seem clean to me.
Lauren, we have warned you not to open this can of worms.
The hibachi grill thing, it cannot be clean. God knows what's skittering across those at night.
And then Chris is going to whine about this for the next 20 minutes.
Because, you know, Chris, what's not going to skitter across the pan that's going to skitter across a grill?
It's a bigger place to skitter.
It is.
Lauren, you're not helping.
But you know what? Like, I remember the last time I went to a hibachi place, there was like little grains of rice, errant grains of rice. And I was like, oh, clean that.
Okay. Well, that's your place.
I have a cleaning fetish though. So I have problems.
I am so taking you to hibachi when you get here.
Ugh.
And you're going to eat it.
And you're going to enjoy it.
You are.
Okay. I will. I'll be polite.
We should make a reservation for Teppanito.
You know what I was thinking? I think that I will be on board with going to Brown Derby.
Oh.
If you guys inclined.
Oh, now you're going to make us rearrange everything.
Are you going to make us change Brown Derby and not go to Victoria and Albert's?
No, we're going to Victoria and Albert's.
We got to go.
We have to because we have to review it.
And then we can all dress up.
Oh.
Oh, I have to dress up?
Yes.
Ugh. I think you just lost the dinner guest.
Do you know how much thought I put into my outfit for Friday night? Because I'm going to Victoria and Albert's Friday night. I put way too much thought into my outfit.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a white dress.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. How much thought did you put into that?
I you don't even want to know how many dresses I tried on. So, and I don't even love this dress, but I'm wearing it because
you do know you're going to stain that dress because you will dribble.
That's why I'm not doing the wine flight, because I figured my chances. That's why I'm not wearing my favorite white dress. I'm wearing a different white dress.
A substandard white dress.
Yes. Because this is my whole attitude. I wanted to find an outfit that was basically the equivalent of a cocktail dress, a yoga pants cocktail dress hybrid.
You did actually say that. That's
because I want to eat and I don't want anything that's going to get in my way, like other people. So no one sit next to me anyway.
I think you should just get a table for one for Chris Wood.
Yeah.
Party of one.
Anyway.
White dress, party of one.
That's right. Stains on the front.
Can I get a bib, please?
I can guarantee you. I had a white dress on today. I didn't spill anything on it. I'll be
good
fine.
Good gracious. What do you have, like a 27-inch waist?
No.
26?
No. I've never measured. Stop.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to know.
Okay. I eat a lot. I'm going to be eating. That's why I needed a stretchy dress. Anyway, we digress.
Okay.
I'll cut this out.
No.
Okay. Where are we going next?
Let's take Lauren to the Magic Kingdom.
Yay, I get to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my overrated restaurant is Royal Table. I think that the experience is great. I think that, everybody should do it once. But I don't think it's worth two table services. I don't think the food is that great. I do think it's a rite of passage. But I do think it's a slightly overrated restaurant.
Okay, what about underrated?
Underrated is I have two locations. Because God forbid I didn't do that at least once. The Magic Kingdom is a big location in my defense. The Plaza.
You just can't follow instructions.
I know, I have trouble. The Plaza, I think, is an underrated place to eat. I think.
Oh my God, you stole mine! We had this conversation the other day. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
So I think it's. I think the food's great. I think the service is great. I think it's just a cute little place to eat. It's nothing fancy, but it's good. The other little one that I think is underrated, and I don't think many people know about it, is Sleepy Hollow for a snack.
What do you get there?
The Nutella, the Belgian waffles with the Nutella and the fresh fruit. It's my favorite thing in all of Disney.
That's saying something.
It really is.
I don't think those are very good waffles. They're kind of dry.
The Nutella on them, it doesn't matter
give you
what
enough Nutella.
Else.
You could put it on
it
cardboard.
It doesn't matter what else is on it. Once you put the Nutella on it, everything else is golden.
So why don't you just bring a jar of Nutella to the park with you?
I could do
you
that.
You know what? You could get one of Lisa's waffles. Her waffles were good that we had last summer. You could just get one of those, some Nutella.
There you go. Oh, and I just discovered a pancake recipe. Holy cow.
You're going to have to share it with us.
I will, but it is so good. I swear it is like eating cake with syrup. They are so good.
But that's the stuff you put almond milk in, wasn't it?
Yeah, I used almond milk.
That's pretty freaky.
Fine. Yeah, it tastes the same though, almond milk.
Does it really?
It does.
And it cooked
it
up
really
just
does.
Fine.
Oh, I'm sure it cooked up fine.
Because I use it for shakes. It's good.
I don't know if it's soured with the vinegar, but.
We are officially the
you
most
made
distractible
with
human
your
beings on earth.
I know. And you know what?
Squirrel!
Yeah. I actually... Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. Back
recipes,
on
recipes, waffles, Nutella.
We can go anywhere from any direction.
I know. It's really bad.
It's like, I didn't even see that one coming. I think I got whiplash, actually.
Well, brace yourself. There's more to come.
Can I just ask you a question, Lisa? Mm-hmm. Did you make buttermilk with your almond milk with that vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They were good.
Be talented.
Next time I'll have to do a double batch.
I think you should mail us some next time.
Yes.
Okay. I'm on it. Let's see. Lauren, you're still going.
Continue. Okay, so overrated attraction, and I'm probably going to catch slack for this one.
Don't you dare.
Brace yourself, Chris. Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, I get that one.
I just can't stand that one.
Lumps and oozles are very confused.
Yeah, Chris does like that.
I only like that because my kids are ride chickens and they love it. The twins do.
Mm. Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably one of my least favorites. And to me, an underrated attraction, and I know it's somewhat popular, but I don't think many people really understand what the ride is, and that's why I think it's underrated, is Enchanted Tales with Belle. So many people, I'll say to them, you know, you definitely want to, you know, go on this. And I'm like, well, what is it?
Oh, they have a fantastic beginning.
It's just, I just think it's such a great interaction. And I just think it's very underrated. I don't think many people really realize what it offers.
Okay. Let's go Sharpie.
Oh. Okay.
Unless we're going to stress you out. Holy cow.
The most underrated attraction at the Magic Kingdom. I know. I think it's Jungle Cruise.
Mm.
I know, but you know my sense of humor, though.
That explains
so
a lot.
It is like I laugh every time I get to see the backside of water. Every single time. Ginger snaps, I laugh. Sorry. It is. I really do think I have a problem
There's
with
really
humor.
Something wrong with him.
But it really, really it is. But and I mean, the head salesman, two of his for one of yours. I mean, come on.
That is the fun thing coming into play.
It really is. It's funny. So anyway, so I think that's the most underrated attraction, most overrated attraction. It's A Small World After All. I love the attraction. I really do. But let's face it, it's creepy at times. Those little dolls, the wonderful little mannequins, are staring at you straight in the face. It's pretty creepy. Even the version at Disneyland is a little better than the one at Walt Disney World.
I like the one at Disneyland better.
Because they incorporate the characters, and everything's much closer. You don't have that expanse of water. You actually have more of the trough ride experience. And plus, you have that really outdoor, elaborate entrance to It's a Small World. So, yeah, as far as attractions go, I really think It's a Small World is just a tad overrated. But still, it's a must do for every family, just for any other reason than to say you've done it. Restaurants at the Magic Kingdom. An underrated restaurant, I feel, is Liberty Tree Tavern. We really, really like the menu there. It books up packed to the walls around Thanksgiving because it is a Thanksgiving style meal. But I think that we've every time we've been there, the service has been exceptional. The food has been very good. It's always hot. It's always very quick to your table. And just really, really, really great experiences that we've had there. Rated restaurant. Oh, Magic Kingdom is kind of tough because there aren't really a lot of table service restaurants, but I have to really go with the most overrated, the newest, Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
Dinner, lunch. I am fine with lunch, but our dinner experience there was literally the exact same food for dinner as what we had had for lunch on our previous visit. And for a table service credit, I just don't think it's worth it. Yeah, you get to see Beast. Of course, it's Beast Castle. You're having dinner in Beast Castle. How exciting is that? But have lunch there and
apparently
save a ton of money.
Apparently not very.
Seriously.
Well, if you're on the dining plan, it's worth it.
And something else that I think is kind of creepy about Be Our Guest for Dinner are the roaming folks who go around taking pictures of the different rooms. I think that's so tacky at a sit-down restaurant.
Oh, wait a second.
So wait, I shouldn't do that?
Yeah, because
I think it's kind of tacky. Because it's a sit-down restaurant. Like, you don't want
it's
tourists.
A cafeteria-style sit-down restaurant.
It's the world's norm. Biggest, it's the world's fanciest mess hall.
It really, yeah. Like, the food is amazing. Go there. But go there for lunch. The turkey sandwich.
The dinner is really. I like the dinner there. I've had dinner there several times, and I actually do like the dinner there.
I just think the chaos around dinner service, and then the random folks taking flash photography pictures.
I won't do it anymore. I promise.
I'm sure you're not the only offender, Lauren.
Yeah, you kind of took the fun out of it for me. Thanks.
Sorry.
Wow, moving on. Moving on.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to pick up slightly where Sharpie left off. I agree with you. I think Be Our Guest is overrated. I live in fear of when a client says, "Hey, Chris, can you do my dining reservations? I really want to go to Be Our Guest." And I'm like, because
too,
if it's
you gasp,
not
yes,
going to happen.
Because if it's before 180 days, you know you're going to get up and you're going to try your darndest, and you might not get it.
And you're still not getting it, yeah.
If it's 179 days, you're not getting it. And then you have to tell a reasonable person why they can't eat in an overrated mess hall. And that's what it feels like. It feels like this jumble of tables. It's gorgeous.
And all it does is once you can't have it, you have to have it.
Yes, because then people are like, "Oh, can you check?" And of course we check. But I mean, you know, the bottom line is you can't get it. And there aren't even any characters. And I, as you all know, I'm not a big character dining fan. But the fact that there aren't any characters makes me wonder why, you know.
I keep waiting for the hubbaloo with it to die down, you know.
Me too. And it hasn't happened.
It's
year and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing
yet. Which is crazy.
So that's, and I thought the food was okay. I thought it's certainly not worth, I mean, if you have a dining credit, it's one thing to eat dinner there. If you're paying out of pocket, it's actually quite expensive. Go somewhere else. Go to California Grill. It's right outside of the park. It's a 10-minute walk.
Oh,
I mean,
so, good.
So much better. So that's my overrated. My underrated, I'm not bringing anything new to the table. I agree with Lauren. In fact, she and I had talked about this just the other day. Is the Plaza. I think the Plaza is really underrated. Please don't use your dining credits there because it's $2 or $3 more than a quick service meal. So just pay out of pocket for that. But it's nice to go in there. It's quiet. There's a decent selection. And it's just a nice atmosphere, you know, for something, you know, low key. As for attractions, I think mine are probably pretty predictable. I think Space Mountain is overrated. I hate that ride. It's scary. It's dark. It's kind of, it's awful.
That's why it's a wonderful ride.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I think I've been on it twice since I joined Pixie, both times because Steve made me. And I will never go on it again.
I love it.
I love it.
I do too.
Yeah, I love the gang.
Yeah, you guys can go on it. I'm just going to, I'll sit and watch Brooke.
You can hold purses.
I guess watch your purses cool. Or your kids or whatever. Anyway, I'm not going on. My underrated is Carousel of Progress. Because I think Carousel of Progress, I don't know. It's nostalgic and it's fun. And I love going into the early 90s scene and like picking that apart and how much I hate all the furniture. But I just love it.
And
I love
leg
their
warmers.
They're Christmas. No, it's
tomorrow.
She's not wearing leg warmers, Lisa. She's wearing
the socks. Yeah.
Remember those squishy socks that everyone used to wear?
Yeah,
those were awful.
Ones.
I didn't wear those. And I just love it. And I love when the turkey burns, and I love it when I don't know. just love the whole thing. I was going to say something funny, but it won't be appropriate.
Is hilarious.
Yes, it's hilarious. It's the best. I don't know. No one ever goes in there. It's always empty. I just love that attraction.
Okay. Well, I do enjoy
that getting one. I'm getting a little nostalgic about it right now. Yeah.
All right, my turn. Magic Kingdom. I am on board with underrated Bean Plaza. I think they've got good food, and you're right. You pay out of pocket at that place instead of on the dining plan. You'll be happy that you did. I think overrated is Cinderella's Royal Table. Very much along the same lines as what Lauren said.
We're in sync tonight.
We are. Or we're just right.
That's true. It's got to be that.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. And with Cinderella's Royal Table, it is something, it's a rite of passage. You have to do it if you've got the little princesses and sometimes even a prince. It's kind of cool. You're eating in Cinderella's castle. So, yeah. Now, I threw in another one as far as dining goes. As far as overrated, and that's...
Because you don't follow rules. Just saying.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Breaking the law.
Let me tell you what you can do with your rules. Turkey legs.
I'm all about that. Oh, that was on my list, too. I took it off.
Yeah. Do you have that as overrated or under?
Overrated.
Yeah, you probably...
I'm with you.
Lisa's a turkey leg hater. We all know that.
I don't get
it. You know what? There is not one person on this podcast besides me who actually enjoys the turkey leg.
I may have to try it again.
We are turkey leg kindred spirits.
We need to hang out together.
Yep.
But wait,
I think we need to get one of the turkey leg car air fresheners and put it in the Truckster.
I'm going to wear one as a necklace.
I dare you to. I double dog dare you.
That's hilarious. Would too.
And that was dog with a W. Okay, attractions, Magic Kingdom. Sorry, Sharpie. Overrated Jungle Cruise.
Oh, right through my heart, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. With one of those African spears.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on, it's so tired.
But it's such a classic attraction.
It is, and I can stand it every 3 or 4 years.
Do you know what the nail in the coffin for that ride was for me? When they did the Christmas overlay, and it was so bad.
That did not even qualify for an overlay.
It was a joke.
It was some decorations tossed on the boats, period. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that was... Yeah. We did, however, get the commemorative poster, though, for free. They were handing them out the day that we were there.
That's because they couldn't sell them.
That very well may be true.
Okay. Most underrated attraction, and there are a couple. I do agree that, People Mover is awesome, and Carousel Progress, awesome. But I picked PhilharMagic. And I said earlier with Soren that I can't get totally submerged in certain effects, you know, the whole movie thing. 3D is something that I have a problem with. Muppet Vision 3D, I don't see the little bird bouncing on heads. It just, I don't see it. And PhilharMagic is one show that I can actually see it. So I like it. All right. Where should we go? Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom?
Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Chris, you get to start.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad I have my list ready then. Okay. I have to say, for underrated restaurant in the Hollywood Studios, it's going to be Brown Derby. I think people overlook that place because it's a 2-credit restaurant, but it's very good. And it's not so stuffy that you can't take little kids there. For overrated, I have to say Sci-Fi. A lot of people want to go there. It's actually somewhat difficult to get a reservation. The food is not good. for underrated attraction. Great movie ride. I love the sort of, you know, a lot of people complain that it needs to be updated, and I agree, but I still think it's fun. I think it's just sort of a fun attraction to go through, and I especially like the Wizard of Oz scene. And for overrated, Toy Story Midway Mania. I don't understand how that attraction, it's been 7 years. Seven?
I agree.
8 years? And it's still, you can't get into it without a fast pass or a 2 hour wait. I think that's ridiculous. It lasts 3 minutes. And it's fun. Like, I love that attraction, but I think it's totally overrated.
You just hate that I always beat you.
Do you beat me?
I
don't know,
everyone.
Lisa. I'm pretty good.
No, I'm pretty good.
All right. We're going to have to, it's game on, Lisa. Seriously.
Bring it.
I'm definitely, yeah. You might beat me. I don't remember. I know that Donna beat me once. By a lot. But yeah.
Okay.
So that would be mine. Overall, that whole park is overrated, frankly. I mean, it is.
Oh, Chris Wood.
Oh, it's my least favorite of the 6 U.S. parks. It's number 6 for me.
Wow.
It could have been so much better. And then they put all their money in Animal Kingdom. Seriously? Anyway.
Don't go treading on Animal Kingdom.
I know, but no, seriously, because they put, Hollywood Studios is a desperate need. Like, for me, California Adventure is exactly how Hollywood Studios should be. But unfortunately, Hollywood Studios is so lacking. Even the forced perspective as you walk down into the park is just so lacking. It just doesn't work in that park. I don't know. I just think it needs a lot of stuff. And there's just whole areas. That whole area by Sounds Dangerous and the American Idol thing, it's just this big open space with nothing in it.
Yeah.
It needs work. It really does.
It does. Really does. I love it at Christmas, I'll say that. You know, I mean, Osborne Lights is probably one of the best things Disney does. But
I haven't been to that in so many years.
You didn't go... Oh, you weren't there last year.
You really have to go back now that they've switched over to LED because it is so much more crisp and clear.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You really have to go back.
It is really...
I can't wait till December.
Yeah, it's really one of the... I mean, if you had to narrow down like top 10 things Disney does every year, that would be like number 3 or 4.
I'd be very upset if they stopped doing that.
Me too. And there was a rumor that they were going to, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope not.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's job security.
They have, right. Yeah, they have 2 or 3 people that work on it year round.
Yeah.
Crazy.
One of the coolest experiences I've had at Hollywood Studios was we were there for one of the first evenings of the lights, and I happened to catch one of the year-round team members was out just like taking some inventory on like some different like loose ends that needed to be tied up, and I struck up a conversation with him, and oh my goodness, it was amazing. He was just such a wealth of knowledge, and that was actually the first year they had switched over to LED, and he was just like blowing my mind with facts and statistics and stuff like that. It was a really, really cool experience. So anytime you see folks out that look like they might be official Disney folks, stop and talk to them. They'll be glad to tell you what they know.
Cool. All right, Lauren, Hollywood Studios.
Uh-oh.
Lauren?
She's passed out.
I was muted.
She's passed
Sorry.
Out.
Lauren.
Listen, you know, I choose very quickly.
Earth to Lauren.
So my overrated in Hollywood Studios is, same as Chris, Toy Story. My underrated, and I'm probably going to catch slack for this one, is Backlot Tour. I like the Backlot Tour, and I don't think many people do it anymore.
Hmm.
So that's my
okay.
That is a cute one. You make a good point. That's one I forget to do, to be honest.
I think a lot of people forget to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
It used to be like the number one thing that you did when you went there.
Right.
Gotta do that.
Yeah.
It was literally a half day experience. I mean, it was hours upon hours.
Yeah, and now it's like you just walk up, you walk in, you're done.
Yeah.
And I think I don't really have an overrated restaurant there because I guess I don't really think anything's that great there. But I do think an underrated one would probably be 50's Prime Time. I actually think that the food there is pretty decent.
It is.
Yeah. It's one of our favorites.
Yeah. I think the experience is good. I think the food is good. So to me, that's probably one of my favorite ones. I like Brown Derby a lot too. So I can totally agree with that one with Chris, but I like 50's Prime Time too.
Okay.
My problem with Brown Derby is the wait.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for it.
All right. I'm going to go. Dining. I'm putting Sci-Fi as an overrated. It doesn't do much for me. I don't think the menu is terribly impressive. And it's kind of cool if you're a kid, but even some of those little flicks that they show up on the screen.
I think they can be a little dark.
They can be. I don't know how appropriate they are.
Really?
Yeah, I think it can be a little dark. My kids were
scary, terrified.
A little scary,
you think? Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on the kids and how old they are and all that, but I don't need to go there again, necessarily. No, I mean, seriously, there's better things I can do, like go to Starring Rolls. So.
You can go there next time you're in the mood for a hot dog hamburger.
If the mood strikes. I don't think I'm going to be very popular with this other one either. I don't really have an underrated restaurant, but I have an overrated attraction, and that's Star Tours.
Ooh, not going to be popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my reasoning here is I can't get lost in the ride.
Oh.
I can't. And
this is making me sad. Soarin' and now this one.
Mm-hmm.
You really do go for those immersive experience rides, don't you, Lisa?
I try. It doesn't work.
Lisa likes rides that whip her around and go really fast.
Yes, I do.
I do too, actually.
There's no subtlety there.
Yeah, I do like those. But, I love Star Wars. I love the movies. I love the theming. I love everything about that. But the ride itself, the attraction, I can't get lost in it. So
I think that's really in keeping with your personality. I really do. And because you're like a very no-nonsense person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean that in a good way.
And I do try. And
Force isn't with you.
No, it's not. I'm just too aware of where I am and what I'm doing. So I need help. Is there, I don't know, an association out there for me?
Wine.
Or maybe. I'm telling you, I keep telling you, you need to start drinking.
She starts drinking wine, it's going to be all over.
Just a little alcohol before Star Tours will do wonders.
Wine is so amazing. Stinky, and so is beer. All of that stuff is stinky.
No, wine is yummy.
Ugh. Okay.
You need to be properly introduced to rum, Lisa.
That's a valid point.
Properly. I bet you could get her hooked on margaritas.
I think at least a rum balls. Those are delicious. Oh. And they're chocolatey.
Okay. All right. So, Sharpie, you're up next.
Okay. Nice. So, for the overrated, I'm going to fall right in line. Sci-Fi. My wife, my dear wife, loves the Sci-Fi drive-in. Or dine-in. Excuse me. However, the novelty of eating in a fiberglass car is not there for me. I have to admit, I think the theming inside the restaurant is really cool. I really like the scenic backdrop of like that you really are at a drive-in of like the fence and the power poles, and I think it's really cool. But for a table service credit, the food is traveling carnival fair food at best. Not good.
Did
not
he just say traveling
carnival fair
carnival
food.
Fair food? Okay.
Yes, at just best. Thinking. Yeah. So, yeah, not Very overrated. Underrated, Breakfast at Hollywood and Vine.
Oh.
If you have young kids, that is your opportunity to interact with Sophia the First, with Handy Manny. Very cool experience. We took our niece there this past February, and she loved it. She was a little over 1.5 at the time, and just had an amazing time thanks to all of the Disney Junior characters. So I think that's overlooked. Now, dinner at Hollywood and Vine, totally different story. Go there for breakfast. Do not go there for dinner.
Yeah, I hate the dinner.
Yeah, it's a buffet without.
It's not good.
No, there's no theme to it. It's just random dishes. Yeah, it is. It's horrible. So anyway, attractions. I think an overrated attraction, contrary to others, is the Backlot Tour. You can only ride Catastrophe Canyon so many times before you're like, yay, now it's going to catch fire. And then we're going to get flooded.
You're ruining it for everybody else, you know.
I know. Spoiler alert. Anyway, it just doesn't do it for me. A much longer attraction in that type of vein, that type of experience, I would like. Like, if they hadn't taken out, like, the different, the live sets that you would drive by and things like that, it would still be cool. But they've just whittled it down way too much. And it's not much of an experience. The coolest thing is if you get there early and get selected to participate in the movie set experience, that's really cool. So, but if you can get there very early for a show, do that. Underrated attraction is Lights, Motors, Action. If you've got gearheads in the family, if you've got thrill seekers, people who love action movies, it is a really, really cool show. If you have children who are sensitive to sound, who have sensory issues, definitely take earphones, earplugs, I mean, because it's a very loud attraction, very loud experience. So just make sure your kids are prepared for it.
Okay, not too bad. And you know what? We're going to Animal Kingdom next, and Sharpie, that's your favorite, so I'm going to start off.
Animal Kingdom. So I'm just going to give you a whole list of things that are underrated, and that is the Animal Kingdom theme park. So just putting that out there. Definitely,
get your tissue ready. This is going to get sappy.
I know. Definitely the most underrated things at Animal Kingdom are the trails. The Pangani Forest Trail and the Maharaja Jungle Trek. So many people miss those and say, Animal Kingdom's a half-day park. Not if you experience it like it's supposed to be experienced. The park was designed to be very immersive in the animal world. So take your time and look for the animals. They're there. We love just to find the animals and watch them and just spend a couple hours over the course of a day just watching the animals. It's amazing.
Yeah, read the little signs and the pictures and try and identify them.
And talk to the naturalists and talk to them about...
They know so much.
Yep. Talk to them about habitat destruction and things like that, especially if you have young kids who can really benefit from that learning experience for school projects and things of that nature. Talk to the naturalists. I think they'll really help your kids find an inspiration, especially if you're traveling during the school year and you need projects, project ideas and things like that. Anyway, so on to...
The bat exhibit.
What did you say?
The bat exhibit.
It's very cool. It's not bad. You can really hang out there for quite a while.
Wow. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, see, it just happens that quickly.
Okay.
We've covered the underrated attractions. Now for the overrated attractions. Okay, folks. Primeval World, it's fun, but really...
I agree.
More than a 20 to 30 minute wait, save your time and ride it at the next carnival that comes through town. That's my advice.
I may have to agree. That line does not
I would
merit,
never wait
the
on
ride
that
doesn't
line.
Merit the line.
Exactly. It's kind of an off-the-shelf ride attraction experience, so don't waste your time if the line is very long.
Yeah, it's fun, but...
Oof. Yeah. So, talking specifically about dining experiences, once again, Animal Kingdom is one where you don't have many table service experiences. And I'm going to go slightly outside the borders of Animal Kingdom to the Rainforest Cafe. Not a fan.
I agree.
I think all of that fake foliage that's dusty, and I just like, please don't fall in my food. Please. And the kind of crazy animal noises, and it's gimmicky. It's fun maybe for small children. The food is awful. The drinks actually aren't bad. We've had a couple really good drinks at the Rainforest Cafe there. But definitely, and the bar stools are really cool. If stop in and check those out. But anyway, as far as the overrated, definitely Rainforest. Underrated, I'm going to say the Yak and Yeti quick service location. We had never tried it until November, but whenever we went back in February, we went back and pretty much had the same thing that we had when we went there in February that we had in November. Really good food. If you're paying out of pocket, the prices are very reasonable for the amount of food that you get. And it's very tasty. It's very well prepared. Great food.
I've heard that.
It's good stuff.
I need to try them. Okay, let's see. How about Chris?
Okay, so I actually love Animal Kingdom as well. I do have one question for Sharpie. Does your wife like it as much as you do?
It's a collective favorite experience for both of us.
Okay, that's really nice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Since we don't have kids, there's not that childhood fantasy attraction to the Magic Kingdom for us. So, and while we do like Epcot and I love Illuminations, we just love Animal Kingdom and really, really, really get very excited about the animals and how many animals we saw. And well, we didn't see many animals this time, or wow, that's the most animals we've ever seen. We just think it's really cool because it really is a different experience every single time.
Okay. That's good. All right. For me, I think I didn't go with a table service at Animal Kingdom as far as being overrated. I actually have to say I thought Flame Tree Barbecue was kind of overrated. My ribs were really dry. I thought the concept of it and the taste of it wasn't bad, but the texture wasn't good. I think they could do a lot with the barbecue there. And it's particularly sad given that, you know, I mean, it has such a great reputation. Which just tells me that like 90% of this country doesn't have good barbecue. I don't know. Anyway,
it used to be a lot better.
Really? Okay. I hadn't really gone there, you know, prior to the last time we went.
Like when they took the corn muffins off the menu, it went downhill. The corn muffins really made the experience. They were amazing. Okay. Amazing. If you like sweet cornbread, they were amazing.
I do, actually. Okay. Tusker House, I think, is the most underrated restaurant, and I love the food there. I know the chef is the same. It's overseen by the same person who runs Boma, which is of course really good. And I just think there's a lot of variety. I think the character interaction there is really good, and I really think it's one of the best character locations on property. For my overrated dinosaur, I hate that attraction, and it's weird to me. It's weird to me that is the exact same track and ride vehicle.
I like the Indiana Jones one better.
Right, that they have at Indiana Jones, but that seems so much more smooth. And maybe it's because you're not having like dinosaurs like in your face and all that. It's just very jarring. I can't stand that. I went on it once. That was enough. And someone told me beforehand, hey, if you have any back problems at all, don't go on this attraction. And I'm like, oh, ha, I never have back problems. Sure enough, I got off and about an hour later, I was like, oh, I can't move. So yeah, it sucks.
It's a very rough attraction.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, I would say skip it. I tell almost every person to skip that. And I think it was Lisa, was it you who said that was the one attraction that Amber really hated?
I don't know.
I think it was either you or Steve who said, you know, because Amber is a kid who will ride pretty much everything. And that was the one thing she was like, why did you take me on this? So anyway, so my underrated is the Boneyard. And if you haven't been, because you might have just walked past it and not thought about it, the Boneyard is it's basically the best playground you'll ever go into. First of all, I love the fact that there's a big cage basically surrounding it so the kids can't really get out. And there's two sections, and one is sort of like climbing stuff. And, you know, I loved it. I went through it with the kids like for a while. I had a blast. And then the other section is where you can go dig, and they don't have sand so much as these little tiny pebbles that you can dig through. So it doesn't get in your shoes as bad. And, I just think that's really fun for the kids. So most people skip it, and I'm sure Chris Sharps isn't in there digging. So.
Oh, I could totally see him in there digging.
Yeah. You need to go in and just check it out because it's actually really great. And I always tell people it's the most fun playground you'll ever go in. And adults can do it too. Like we were up and down the slides and on the climby things.
I had Amber buried in the digging pit.
I saw that. I have a picture of that.
Yeah, she was she was buried good.
We'll definitely have to check that out next time.
It is a lot of fun, Sharpie.
It's cute. It's cute. And
reason to love Animal Kingdom.
I agree with you, Chris. I actually think that's a terribly underrated park. And I think that even if you don't like animals, which, you know, most people do, but I mean, even if you're not into the animals, I think the theming is so rich over there that it really just, it's gorgeous. Like I love the Asia section. I think that's my favorite. It's gorgeous.
When I cross over the bridge into the Africa area and you look like to the right and you see Expedition Everest, the way the river is, that it's just I have so many beautiful photos of that. I just want to get one blown up and put on my wall in my office. I just love that view.
It is. It's really gorgeous. Totally underrated park. And I, as much as I like it, if I have people who are on like maybe they have a 4-day park ticket, I'm like, okay, well, you'll skip it because you're going to do 2 days at Magic Kingdom. On the other hand, you know, to me, it seems like Hollywood Studios is offering less and less. I'd almost rather send people over to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Unless they have young children who will really be into Disney Junior and the stage show. Right. But yeah, totally go to Animal Kingdom. You'll have, especially if your children love animals, you'll have an amazing experience.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous park. It really is.
Cool. All right. Let's see who... Lauren.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
She snuck up on you, Lauren.
And you're not muted.
She does that to me a lot.
I can go.
Okay. No, I'm good. Okay. Okay. So for me, I don't actually have restaurants. I don't really eat enough in Animal Kingdom to really, really... feel like one is better than the other. My attraction, my overrated attraction is Primeval World. I totally agree with you, Sharpie. I think for what that ride is, to wait 70 minutes is beyond ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The underrated attraction I have is actually Rafiki's Planet Watch. I love going up there. I just think it's so cute. I think it's just a nice way to spend some time in that park. And I don't think a lot of people really realize what's up there. Like the little petting zoo area, you know. Of course, you really want to wash your hands when you come out of there.
Yep.
But that's it. I don't really have anything else for Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Well, I will wrap up this little segment and concur with Lauren. I agree that Primeval World is not worth the wait. It's a good ride. I enjoy it. But I enjoy it after waiting 10 minutes.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous otherwise. And you know what else I think is ridiculous about that is the height requirement.
It's because of the lap bar situation.
But still, I don't like it. And I've got Rafiki's Planet Watch as my underrated. I could spend the entire day out there, I swear.
Yeah, I think that's one that people don't really realize is there.
Yeah, and it takes some time to get there, but, you know, it, I think it's good.
Especially for folks who love the trains at the Walt Disney World Resort, there's yet another train to ride.
Yay! Well, that's what Disney's all about, too.
Yep.
Great love of trains. So, and then restaurants. I've got a little contradiction here. I've got Flame Tree as underrated or perhaps unknown, kind of in that category. I do enjoy it. I didn't have the ribs, so I always get the pork sandwich, and I think it's good. Yep. Flame Tree, underrated. I did a second underrated, and it's Rainforest Cafe.
Oh.
See, I'm kind of corny this
way. Saw that was going to – I knew that one was coming.
I like it, and I absolutely love everything they serve. It is such good food. I enjoy it.
Yeah, see, the times we've eaten there, our food was just mediocre at best. I mean, it's something that I would personally expect to find that it should be at least on par with Applebee's type of restaurant. I didn't feel it was.
And I've been a fan of Rainforest since they opened, across the country. And perhaps I'm relying too much on other restaurant experiences at Rainforest. And maybe the Disney location here is not the best, but I love the downtown Disney location. I've frequented there more than the Animal Kingdom location. I'm a fan of the restaurant and the menu. I love the fish. I love the silly gorilla sounds and the storm, and I enjoy it a lot. So there.
Fun. All of this talk. Every week, I just want to go. Just want to head out, go pack the car, drive to Walt Disney World.
I know. I want to be there.
And unlike Chris Wood, I just can't do that.
What? Oh, unlike me, yeah. I know. Now I'm going to be closer so I can drive.
That's going to be dangerous.
You know what? So she's going to come knocking on my door at 5 a.m. one day.
Lisa. She's like, hey, Lisa, let's go to the Magic Kingdom.
Lisa, climb out the window. Come on, come with me.
Yeah. Do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to go to Disney?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's only 6 hours away.
Don't get me started. Do you know what I was singing all day today? Do I have to be a grown up?
That doesn't surprise me.
And stop then she's singing, singing that.
Then she's going to start singing Let's Go instead of Let It Go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, it's going to happen.
The Magic Kingdom Lisa. Awaits.
Yeah. Lisa, you're going to have to deadbolt your door.
I just keep saying I have a Prius. I can get there on one tank of gas.
Yeah. So. Lisa, you're going to have to take the door. You have to disable the doorbell.
Yeah.
Put the neighbors on.
Because now, can I just say, now I know where Lisa lives. First of all, Lisa lives on the cutest house on her street.
Thank you.
Now I know where they live. I'll be like, knock, knock, knock. Yeah. I just got, for anyone who doesn't know, and nobody knows, I went there a couple weeks ago. So, was it a couple weeks ago? Yes.
Yeah.
And I met your awesome cat, Peanut, who's the best cat ever.
Really is.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
Don't tell your cats that.
No, I feel a little guilty.
But she is so awesome.
She's sweet. She's very dainty, too. Like, you know, but then she's got that weird meow and purr thing going on. So.
She purrs. Cats do that.
She's loud. She's kind of got happy. A raspy purr. Your cat purrs like a cat who smokes.
Lisa, does your cat have emphysema?
How old is she?
She's 12.
She's so cute.
No, 13.
Now that we've got Chris Wood talking about cats.
Get me started.
And I'll
folks,
finish this
please
up real
don't
quick.
Get me started
go
on
grab
cats.
Grab something to drink, take a potty break, and when you come back,
we'll have some more valid information for you.
No, but you know what?
Chris
like,
Wood will
I've
still be talking about cats.
I've known, how long have we all known each other? For like 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And And that entire time, whenever I see Lisa, it's in a park and it's like fun and everything. And so it was really interesting to actually go to your house and see that this was a real, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? No, don't make fun of me. Seriously. I mean, okay, you can make fun of me because everyone does. But
Lisa, do you live in Neverland?
You would think. No, it was just interesting to put everyone in the context of their real lives. Because I think we see each other in the most, we see each other in the happiest place on earth.
And we can be pretty cranky there sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's for darn sure. But I mean, seriously, we see each other in this really interesting environment that's always, very stimulating and lots of fun stuff going on. And then to just see someone in their house when they're coming out, and I believe you had a Tinkerbell shirt on. And they're, I don't know, it was interesting. It was nice.
Yeah, she's like, so this is where you sit for the podcast, and this is where you work. And she's like, I know, picturing us. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone, Mouse Chat is turning 4 this year, and we are going to have our Mouse Chat fan meetup the weekend of October 17th.
If we're turning 4, that means no more diapers, that means no more crap. So knock it off, Chris.
What?
Yeah, that's not happening.
What crap?
All of your crap.
Do we still have to wear swim diapers?
Is it tough? It's hard for me because I'm such
only
a
in the
person.
Adult pool.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry, Lauren. Go ahead.
It's okay. We digress. So the meetup is going to be on Saturday, October 17th and Sunday, October 18th. We're going to start off with a Mouse Chat breakfast at Animal Kingdom. And it's going to have breakfast with the first ride of the day. And it's going to be in the Dinosaur Lounge.
Did you say the Magic Kingdom?
No, the Animal Kingdom.
Okay. I'm hearing what I want. I'm sorry. No, I just want to make sure it's Animal Kingdom.
And that's going to be on October 18th. We're going to meet up at 8:45 in the morning. We're going to do ride on Kilimanjaro Safaris before the park opens. And then we're going to head over to have breakfast at the Dinosaur Lounge, which is a private lounge. The cost is $40 a person. And we do only have limited availability for that. So I would recommend you grab your tickets early for that one if you're going to come. The other thing we're doing that same day, right after that, we're going to do a scavenger hunt in Animal Kingdom. And that's going to be on October 18th at 11 a.m. And we're going to meet somewhere. We're not sure yet where, but there's signups on the Mouse Chat website for that as well. That is actually free. And then on Sunday, we're going to do a little eating around the world with Mouse Chat. We're going to start at 11 a.m. and we're going to meet in the steps of Mexico. And that is also free. And the sign up is all up on mousechat.net. So head over there and get registered and come join us.
It'll be a good time.
I can't wait. Especially the eating around the world part.
That's my favorite. And I'm actually really looking forward to the breakfast.
Well, and what did I say to you today about the scavenger hunt? It was like, as long as I don't have to do anything, I'm 100% behind it.
Except help me figure out what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that, but I'm humoring you right now.
Ugh. It's going to be fun. Come on, Chris Wood.
Yeah. You got to take one for the team.
Join a team and go scavenging through the
I'm going to find a cool place to sit in the shade.
She's going to lose me in the park. That's what she's going to do. Exactly. I'm going to go over here and check this out. I'll be right back.
Yeah,
and
let me go see this.
She's going to sit down and watch people and evaluate their shoe choice.
Yes, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. I am going to tell you, I'm good at this. I'm going to tell you that if you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or mousechat.net and download them there. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send them to us at comments@mousechat.net. And we all hope that you join us again next time on Mouse Chat.